You're in tune to KDWA FM 97.7 AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the Bee Lady.
Well, hey there.
How are you today, Pam?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good.
We'll get our weekly Bee update, but we were kind of talking off the air about, if you've ever watched the cable show Mountain Men.
Yeah.
It was last week sometime, and it was a rerun. They had how they were moving their beehives from, you know, their farm and stuff, and they did the smoking and the checking, and then they put them in the back of the truck, and they wanted to take the smoothest roads they could, and they slowed down on the bumps so they didn't get the bees upset. And I think they put something over them, too. And then when they got out there, they unloaded them, smoked them. First they were listening, and then they had to look inside and stuff, and everything was okay, but they did what they were supposed to. So it was really, I was thinking, I wish Pam would be watching this.
And obviously they would have done that in the summertime, I'm sure.
It was summer, yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's the funniest thing. You know, when you have beehives, you're always checking to see if they're okay, you know, all summer long and all winter long. And right now, you know, with that bitter, bitter cold weather that we've had, you don't dare open them up, not right now. So, because if you did, it would just be this arctic blast of cold air going into it. And so Steve's waiting for it to get into the high 30s at a very minimum. And then that's just a real quick peek, you know, and then you wanted to really get up into the 50s before you actually open them up and do any, you know, serious looking. But right now is kind of the most dangerous time for the bees, the early spring, because we haven't been able to go in and make sure they've got enough food. And the worry during the winter time is that you don't starve. And so he can't get in there to replenish the fondant, the sugar fondant he's got. And so he's really, really looking forward to Sunday because it's supposed to get up to almost 40. So he feels like he's going to be able to peek in there and see if they have enough food. And if they don't, he can replace it. So
okay. So what do they do out in nature then when they're, of course, they're consuming the honey that they saved up, right?
Yeah, just like our bees, they're consuming their honey. And if you ever run across a beehive that's been left on its own for years, in fact, sometimes I see homes that the bees had gotten into and built honeycombs like under the floorboards or in the walls and stuff. It happens occasionally. You will see that there are, I don't know how many pounds and pounds and pounds of honey left over. So they always usually make more than they actually need.
Okay.
So that's why we're able to take, we leave what we feel they probably need for winter.
Okay.
So, and then you take what you would, we would consider the extra.
Oh, that's how that works.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, but just then also to, we supplement just to be sure that they've got plenty, but you just never know. So
yeah.
He's anxious to open them up, just put it that way, and see how they're doing.
We, you know, we sold all the honey that we had here from you
did.
This fall. Yeah, it's all gone. So, and people just like it. You know, now when things started opening up and people came, were able to come to the station again, they, boom, it was all gone.
Cool. That's good to hear.
That's neat. Now, can he tell by listening to the hives, too?
Yes, yes.
So he takes a listen to them?
That's the main thing. That's really all you can do in the wintertime is kind of listen. He puts his little stethoscope up to it.
I was going to ask you if he had a, you know, doc. He's, what's his first name, your husband?
Steve.
Dr. Steve. And
Dr.
Steve, he's got a stethoscope and he's listening. Okay.
Yeah, he actually made a, like a cone out of some stiff paper that he puts right up to the hive, and that's his favorite way to listen. To see if they're doing okay. You just want to know.
Mm-hmm.
His girls, check on his girls.
Does that make you jealous, Pam? He's got a lot of girlfriends.
Yeah, he does. Thousands of them.
Oh, well, this is the real estate update, or the real estate, talk real estate. It's kind of neat, though.
Squeeze a little bit of that in here, too.
You bet.
Yeah.
Well, what's the weekly update in Hastings? Is it getting...
Well, now this is really interesting because I pulled this like right before I came in. And right now there are 18 homes on the market that are, and one of them is coming soon. But of those 18, 9 of them have already sold and they're subject to inspection or right of rescission. So that 18 minus 9 is 9.
But,
I think it was 10 last weekend when I was in, but this really is the spring market kicking in. I also pulled the number of homes that have either sold or are pending right now in just within the last 30 days, 32.
Wow.
Pretty much twice the number that are on market have come on market and sold. And I was looking like how many days they were on market. And this includes the time you come on, you have a maybe have an open house, and you do some negotiating. Because so sometimes it might even sell or the buyer comes in the first day, but it might stay on market unofficially for, you know, a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
0 days, 1 day, 3 day, 14 days, 11, 74, 5, 10, 28, 13, 16, 14. So they're not staying on market a real long time. So isn't that interesting?
Wow.
So a lot of houses have sold just this month.
Wow. And, yeah. And you have the combination of a hot market, low interest rates, and 9 homes to fight over.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why
have you ever
buyers...
seen it like that?
No.
Okay.
No. The buyers have to be very, make their offers very attractive, you know, to be the one chosen. I just sold a house this weekend. This was in Eagan. It was a townhome. And we had an open house on a Saturday afternoon. In 2 hours, I had over 20 groups come through.
Wow.
And there was a house that one of my buyers had put an offer on. And they said, well, thank you for everybody that put an offer in. Out of the 27 that we received, you know, we chose the best one. And I was like, wow, that's craziness. So anyways, all that to say you need a good realtor to be working with you if you are a buyer.
Yeah. Right.
And also when you're a seller, you need a good realtor to help you know which of these offers are the strongest because the most money isn't always the best. You know,
okay.
The financing has to be solid, solid as a rock. And like this one that we had a choice, it was in multiple offers. And one of the buyers wrote it and they said, you know, it's a townhome. We know these townhomes pretty well. We're foregoing the inspection. So it could go immediately to pending, which we thought, that sounds good. So that's why we chose that one. And speaking of interest rates, oh my word, here we go. A 15-year fixed regular conventional, 2%.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that just craziness?
That has to be a record low. You would think.
Well, if it isn't, it's right down
it's
there.
Right close to it.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. So 30-year fixed, 2.625. It's been there for a while. All the rates, you know, for standard, assuming that you have good credit and everything, are under 3%. So
that's just wow.
Yeah. Yep.
So real estate is good right now. Pam,
yeah.
How can folks get a hold of you whether they want to buy or sell?
Or sell, yep. Or even if you just have questions, give me a call.
Right. And you want to know how to get ready to sell your house and get it set up. You
can
do that.
Do the work now ahead of time.
Yeah. You can give them the best knowledge on that and what's going to get the best return on their money.
Yep, absolutely. So, yeah, give me a call. My cell is 651-319-1298.
There you go. Or you could call the Hastings office of Edina Realty, 437-2121.
Yep.
Of course, area code 651, and ask for Pam. You're the only Pam there.
Yep, so
far. Or the bee lady.
Or the bee lady.
The honey lady.
They all know I'm the bee lady, too.
There you go. Our topic of the week is What the Heck Do Realtors Do? Part 7. I don't think we thought this was going to be that long.
No, we didn't. We really didn't.
But you brought a lot of information.
Yeah, good. And I hope that it's helpful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking through what we've talked to. We've covered a lot of ground so far. And we talked for several weeks about the seller's side. And then just last week, we started the buyer's side.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I was talking about the just getting going stuff. And I tell you, there's a set of buyers that I'm working with now, a couple. And they probably won't be able to buy, or they don't want to buy. They could for another maybe year or so. Mm-hmm. And they have a house that they've got to sell. But we know pretty much what they're going to be coming out of their house with, and we know what his income is, their combined income. So we have a fairly good idea the price range they're going to be looking in.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already looked at a few houses. But just they're really getting a good education on what they can afford, what they like and what they don't like. And they're already becoming rather, you know, using a lot of discrimination in what it is that they want. You know, like, I definitely need, you know, this, but I definitely could go without this. You know, they're really refining what mm-hmm. they want. So this is very, very helpful. So when they are ready to buy, boy, they're ready to jump on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And that's the way to do it, and that's mm-hmm. what you folks help them do.
Yeah, yeah, yep, okay. Exactly. So let's see. I think we talked last week how when I first start working with a buyer, even if you've bought and sold before, it's always important to just sit down and talk one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got my buyer's booklet that I put together, and I give you a free copy of, and it kind of outlines the steps that you have to go through. And then we sit down and look at the computer and look at the area that you want to be in. I can draw a map, you know, to the very street, you know, where you want to live. You tell me where you want to be, and I can zero in on those areas, and we can zero in on, it's got to be at least 3 bedrooms, I've got to have at least 2 bathrooms, or I've got to have mm-hmm. a kind of a private yard, or whatever it is that's really important to you. And then I set that criteria up, and we set up your search, so you get like an auto email, it's called. And as soon as something comes on the market with those within that matrix, you get a notification. So do I. We can set it up so it's the moment they came on market. And mm-hmm. if you're actively looking, you want to do that now. If you're maybe a year out, maybe once a week you want to get the notification.
Oh, okay.
You know, however often you want, I can set it up that way. And so... And one of the things that I show you in that booklet, I give you a copy of a purchase agreement, a blank one, just so mm-hmm. you can be kind of familiar with what they look like. They're 12 pages long. A lot of legalese in it.
And I was going to say, I would imagine, you know, most people aren't buying and selling homes every single, you know, year or a couple
right.
times a year. There is a space in between them.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine a lot changes in a couple years.
It
it's
does.
Very moving very fast.
Yes, yes. Yeah, the forms we use change, the mm-hmm. laws change, and even the market changes a great deal. So even if you've bought and sold several times before, it's really good to sit down fresh and talk about how it goes now, you know. And another thing that I set up that I think is really cool is this phone app that we've got,
okay.
where I send it to you, and if you've got a smartphone, everybody does, and if you're like driving down the street and you see a for sale sign, you can pull up the app, and it will locate you right where you are, and then you can click on that house because there will be a notification at that house, and you can find out all the details about it that you want. You can find out what the sale price is. You can find out if maybe it's already sold, or if it's pending, if it's going to be coming on market soon. Whatever the situation is, you can find all the details just driving down the street, which is really super cool, I think.
That is.
Yeah. And you can do searches on it, you know, filter it out, just like you can do on the computer. You can do from your mobile phone. So kind of neat.
So does it use a number or something, or... There isn't a little radio wave in there, or
it's a GPS thing. It locates you where you are.
There you go. Okay. Yep.
And then it'll kind of the surrounding area.
It's got the information and okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Technology.
I know. It's amazing, isn't
it? It is. Yes, it is.
And you know, one thing that I like doing with my buyers. And I should mention the other thing. I think we talked about it a little bit last week. Was you want to right away, as soon as you think you might want to buy a house, meet with a lender. I have one couple, they're going to buy a house, but you know, after they met with my lender, they decided, well, I think we're going to be in a much better position to buy if we wait until the end of the summer or early fall, job-wise, income-wise, credit score-wise, all that kind of stuff. And so we're starting the search now because I already have a good idea what their price point will be, but knowing that they probably won't actually write an offer until fall.
Okay.
But that's a great way to start because they already know if your credit score needs tweaking a little bit. My lender, she can tell you what you need to do to get that.
She's the tweaker.
She's the tweaker. Yeah. So that's a great way to start. And what I'll do a lot of times is I kind of find out what it is that you want. And then I'll find, we'll look everywhere you possibly can. Even Zillow, you know, Realtor.com, sometimes they have the for sale by owners there, or sometimes you see them driving around. Hey, we can look at those too. That's not a problem. New construction, we look at those too. Any source of a house, we put them all in the bucket and then we filter them through to see if they meet your criteria. And if they do, hey, we go look at them. And it's nice to look at a whole bunch right at the beginning. You know, it doesn't hurt to maybe look at a half a dozen in one day. In fact, it's great if you can. I think the most we ever looked at in one day was like, it was almost 20 houses.
Holy
it was my
schmoes.
Son and his...
it was a family member.
Yeah, it was a family member. And they were, it was out of town. It was about an hour and a half away. And so we wanted to make good use of the time. So we set up a Saturday and we looked at everything in the area. And it was one, two, kind of three small towns close by. So there was a bit of driving involved too. And then after that just gives you a really, really good idea of what the market is. And then after that, my buyers are the ones that say to me, hey, you know, I think that might be a little bit overpriced when you compare it to the one that we just saw, you know, here that was similar price. And this one is a little bit bigger, but this is, you know, they become pretty savvy, you know. And then after that, just one at a or two at a time is what they might want to go look at then. Because then they'll have a good idea of what they really want or don't want to see. So.
And then I would imagine then they get different ideas as they actually see these homes too.
Yes.
You know, that's got to be a big part of it. So, well, Pam, we got to get rolling here. How can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298 or pamsellsmn.com.
Well, Pam, thank you very much. It's always fun and it goes so fast.
Yeah, it does.
It does. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Our realtor, Pam Collins, again, if you'd like to get a hold of Pam, the number to call, her cell phone, 651-319-1298, or you can call the Hastings Edina office at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam. This is KDWA Hastings.